This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has stepped up attacks on the Gaza Strip, flattening a building used by Hamas and killing at least three militants. Palestinian rockets rained down almost nonstop on parts of Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to expand the offensive while Gaza militants unleashed a barrage of rockets that set off air raid sirens and explosions around Tel Aviv. The enemy's heaviest fighting since 2014 showed no signs of slowing. Five Israelis were killed by rocket fire. The death toll in Gaza rose to at least 35, and a Palestinian was killed during clashes with Israeli troops in the West Bank. In another sign of widening unrest, demonstrations erupted in Arab communities across Israel. Russians paid tribute to the victims of the school shooting in the city of Kazan. People brought flowers and toys to the attack school there and to the headquarters of the Republic in Moscow. Nine people, including seven children, were killed Tuesday, many more badly wounded after a lone gunman, teenage gunman, opened fire at the school in the Russian city, prompting a Kremlin call for tighter gun controls. More than 1,000 gas stations in the United States Southeast reported running out of fuel, primarily because of what analysts say is unwarranted panic buying among drivers as the shutdown of a major pipeline by hackers entered its fifth day. Government officials acted swiftly to waive safety and environmental rules to speed the delivery of fuel by truck, ship, or rail to motorists and airports. Even so, they sought to assure consumers that there was no cause for alarm. This